Israel is on trial in the world court. What is going on?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, biblical scholar and cultural commentator, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice for moral sanity and spiritual clarity. Call 866-34-TRUTH to get on The Line of Fire. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire, Michael Brown. It is thoroughly Jewish Thursday, but every day we are here to infuse you with faith and truth and courage to help you stand strong on the front lines. If you have a Jewish-related question, Israel-related question, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH, Jewish-Israel-related question. In particular, for the thousandth time, we invite those who differ with me, who have strongly opposing views, we invite you to call. I say for the thousandth time with a bit of a smile because it's about one every thousand times someone takes us up on that. But phone lines are open. We joyfully pay for airtime for you to call in and vent on me. How's that? All right, so four decades now, not F-O-U-R, but F-O-R, for decades, for 30-plus years, I have tracked how the UN has been extraordinarily biased against Israel. Yes, God worked through the UN to recognize the modern state of Israel, and that really was God's hand, and certainly only out of the ashes of the Holocaust could even a vote like that have taken place because of the world hostility towards Israel and the Jewish people, or the idea of Israel, the Jewish people having a homeland back in their ancient place. But over the decades, it's known. Just go to unwatch.org, or if you have my book, Our Hands Are Stained with Blood, you have the 1992 edition, which stayed in print until we did the 2019 edition. You can see, wow, it was happening then. It's happening today. That you'll have the most unbelievable atrocities taking place all around the world. And the Security Council says almost nothing about it. UN General Assembly says almost nothing about it. And Israel, blasted, but wrong. Israel, which is the most, quote, progressive place in the Middle East for a woman to live in terms of women's rights and in terms of free expression and in terms of being who she wants to be, for better or for worse, Israel will get rated the worst country in the world for women. Because of, well, Palestinian women suffer this way under Israel. The bias is so mind-boggling that it's not even, you could, anyone that was neutral would say, what in the world is going on here? What in the world is going on? As a Lebanese scholar, Fuad Ajami, said at a forum that I was at years ago when I asked a question, it was a forum with him and Henry Kissinger talking about Middle East situation, moderated by Dan Rather. And I got to ask the first questions. But Professor Ajami said that Iraq uses nerve gas on its own people, and nobody says anything. Israel uses tear gas, and there's an uproar. So the unequal balance, the unequal weights and balances and scales has been massive and documented. Well, now Israel has been brought before the World Court in The Hague in the Netherlands and been accused of genocide, and it's South Africa that is leading the charge. Now, I want to make this very clear. I cannot claim to be perfectly neutral here in my views. I cannot claim to be. As a Jewish person with so many friends living in Israel and so much connection to what's happening there, as much as I do my best to consider the suffering of the people in Gaza and hardship that those in what would be called the West Bank, but biblically Judea and Samaria, are going through, even though I went to a conference, an anti-Zionist conference years ago, and did my best to listen, and I still do, I recognize I'm not completely neutral. Now, maybe my position is right in God's sight, right? In other words, being neutral is not always being right. For example, I did a show the other day just after the Iowa caucus and said, all right, why do you think Donald Trump is still so popular? I mean, it's kind of obvious, but still wanted to talk about it one time and not major in that in the months ahead. And I said, I'm being totally neutral in my stance here. And that's what I was. Of course, I was looking at comments to the show, just curious to see people's responses. And I got blasted for people that I support Trump too much and that I don't support him enough because I was neutral. But neutral doesn't necessarily mean right. In other words, it might be right to be for Trump or it might be right to be against Trump. So I'm not saying my views are wrong. I'm 100% sure based on scripture that it's God who brought the Jewish people back to the land. This was not just happenstance. I'm 100% sure based on scripture that there is a super and experience and study that there is a supernatural hatred of the Jewish people around the world. I'm 100% sure based on scripture that Jesus is returning to Jerusalem, to a literal physical Jerusalem, and that he will be welcomed back by his Jewish people and that there'll be a mass turning of the Jewish people in the last generation. I'm 100% sure of that because I see it as grounded in scripture. Now, you could say I'm wrong. Fine, we can have that debate. But when it comes to what's happening in the land itself, when it comes to the conflict with the Palestinians and just Israel in general, of course, Israel's far from perfect, fully understood. On the one hand, Israel's exemplary in so many ways and does what it can on very high ethical levels and sets itself apart from other nations. And in other ways, just like everybody else, just as much corruption, just as much division, just as much carnality, just as much fleshly sin, and on and on. And I'm sure if there was a prophet, an Old Testament prophet living in Israel today, you know, you just put us back in a different situation, they'd be calling out, you know, Tel Aviv, well known for its gay porn, you know, or they'd be calling out all the Sabbath breaking through the society, or they'd be calling out young people sleeping together out of wedlock. They'd be calling out the Eastern religion and all of this stuff. And among the very, very religious, those who are hypocrites and things. And there are things that Israel's done wrong, especially some of the violent settlers in Judea, Samaria, West Bank, their actions, and on and on. So I'm not claiming that everything Israel does is perfect, but because I'm aware of my biases, I'm aware of how pro-Israel I am, I regularly read stuff from another perspective. And one of the most famous daily publications in Israel, Haaretz, which means the land, Haaretz, it is famously liberal. It is famously against the right. So it is you want to see Netanyahu bashed, go there every single day. You want to see criticism of Israel's war with Hamas, go there every single day. Do you want to see conservative policies and the current right-wing government being blasted, go there. So I read there regularly, sometimes multiple times a day, read op-ed pieces and other things, to hear a very critical perspective from within Israel, but representing the elements that are very critical of many Israeli policies today. When I'll go over to a website like Al Jazeera and I'll start to read stuff, so much of it is so propagandistic, and I'm just convinced it's not truthful or accurate. That goes a bit too far.